proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We have been looking at the lives of individuals in the Old Testament and the New Testament, individuals who have been touched by an angel. One of these is Daniel, found in the latter pages of the Old Testament. Jewish tradition does not regard Daniel among the prophets. Indeed, Daniel spent much of his time as a government official, working for first the king of Babylon and the monarch of Medo-Persia. Daniel did receive a number of revelations from God, however, pertaining to the end times. Angels played a vital part in bringing Daniel those revelations and explaining the meaning of them to him. The angel Gabriel in specific played an important role in imparting these prophecies to Daniel. Gabriel served as a divine herald, sent by God as his messenger to Bible characters. Gabriel also explained to Daniel the meanings of the visions which God sent him. Gabriel made his first appearance in Daniel chapter 8. In that text, the prophet saw two beasts, a ram with two horns, and a he-goat with what he described as a notable horn. After the latter animal defeated the former in combat, the he-goat's horn split into four parts. From those components came, quote, a little horn which waxed exceeding great, unquote. Daniel sought to understand that vision. Then he heard a voice saying, quote, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision, unquote. The angel did so, identifying the specific potentates represented by the ram and the he-goat, namely the kings of Medo-Persia and Greece, respectively. Gabriel further expounded upon those four kingdoms which would arise from the he-goat's notable horn. This part of the prophecy came to fulfillment several hundred years later. Another section of that prophecy related to events that would occur during the end times. The little horn of Daniel 8 depicted, quote, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences, unquote. An individual who would arise during the latter days. Gabriel instructed Daniel, quote, shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days, unquote. Gabriel also played a pivotal role in connection with the prophecy relating to Daniel's 70 weeks, a prophecy contained in Daniel chapter 9. Realizing that the period known as the Babylonian captivity would soon expire, Daniel asked God to forgive the Jewish nation of their sins and to heal their land. The prophet recorded that, quote, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding, unquote. During his exposition in the 9th chapter of Daniel, the angel made a reference to one known as, quote, Messiah the Prince, unquote. Gabriel noted that, quote, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, unquote. Many commentators have interpreted this passage as an allusion to Jesus Christ and his future crucifixion. In Daniel chapter 10, the prophet beholds, quote, a certain man clothed with linen, unquote. This allusion might pertain to Gabriel, though the text did not mention any names in connection with this man. However, it's interesting to note that this man, clothed with linen, needed help from Michael the archangel to thwart demonic opposition. While the certain man clothed with linen might well have been an angel and might well have been Gabriel, the text did not make that clear. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.